guys, welcome to day two of PodAware, Podfic Fandom. Today you have Bessie Boo,
Petica,
Jenna Pod,
Heard the Owl.
I'm Hannah Nobita, just call me Hannah.
All right, and we're talking about Podfic Fandom. So, first of all, you should all come join Twitter. Okay, no, I lie, I kid. Okay, let's back up. Let's start out with what is Podfic Fandom?
So I guess for me, it's, I don't know, maybe it's just because I run so many comms, but it's like I see the same names over and over again, and I feel like I know everyone, which clearly doesn't encompass absolutely everyone who creates and everyone who listens, but there's the people that are active all the time, and I love seeing new faces there, and I love seeing old faces, and that to me always kind of feels a little bit like the core of fandom, of Podfic fandom to me.
I mean, I totally agree with you because I think that, like, I mean, in a lot of ways, I have like tons and tons of fandoms, but I feel like I'm like consuming works and creating works like Podfics usually in a ton of different fandoms, but I often describe as like Podfic is my main fandom.
Me too.
Because like, that's like where my community is. That's where the people who like all of my friends are largely. That's where like the people who I like interact with on a daily basis and like have discussions like either in Podfic fandom or like adjacent to Podfic fandom somehow. And we talk about all sorts of other fandoms, but like that's sort of what's our like, you know,
connection.
Yeah, totally.
I think Podfic fandom is really interesting because rather than being focused around a thing that you are watching or, you know, a band that you're following or something like that, that's an external thing, it's very internal. It's around a fan work that you're creating. So it encompasses, like you say, many other fandoms within it, but it's an inward looking fandom for that reason, because you're all gathered around this thing that you're making as opposed to an external thing that's made by someone else. Thing you're making is connected to those external things. That makes it a little different in the way that we gather.
And as someone who's incredibly monofanish, it's so weird to me that I have so many friends in fandoms that like I've never heard of or never participated in. And I'm so close to these people, even though we don't share like canons, but we share this one fandom together.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I love most.
To me, Podfic fandom is different than regular fandom because I met all of these wonderful people that I never would have met before if we did not have a love of Podfic in common. And so it's really wonderful that I'm able to meet so many wonderful people who are fanish, but otherwise I'd never would have been able to interact with these people, like all of you guys. I don't know if we even have any fandoms in common. Maybe we do now, but so that's why I like Podfic fandom most.
Yeah. How did everybody here get started in Podfic fandom?
Well, it's really embarrassing. I've been discussing it with you guys, and we think it's probably Slash Report. But there's all these really, really awesome like fandom-related podcasts that I've been listening to. There's Slash Report, and there's Pod Ramble, and Fandom 101, and Fandom Spotting, and I love them all and they're great. And sometimes I just confuse which ones have talked about which. So it was probably Slash Report that did the episode on Podfic. And I thought it sounded fascinating when I heard it. Oh, it was probably earlier this summer or this spring, and started downloading and listening to Podfic. And then just a couple weeks ago, over the weekend, I had some free time and was reading a cute fic and said, hey, why don't I try to record this? So I did. And here I am.
We're happy to have you.
Yay. All right. So Heard the Owl, how'd you get in?
Oh, my goodness. How did I get in? I think one year, I'm not sure, not last year, the year before, it was like Kink Bingo, and I had volunteered to do prizes for, I don't even know. And for one of the people that I did prizes for, like, doing a blackout, requested a Podfic, so like I recorded a fic for them. I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't a fandom. I wasn't familiar with it, and of course it got deleted by Mega Upload, so I have no record of it. Whatever. And then I think it was the next year after that that I was doing Kink Bingo again, because that pretty much got me into creating fanworks, was that challenge. So I, like, have to do it every year now. And I really suck at writing. I don't like it. I'm like, it's not fun for me. And so I just decided, whatever, I'll try recording. So I did Podfic, and yeah, of course I recorded, like, something really ridiculously kinky. It was Kink Bingo. And then I posted it, and I don't know, I think I followed Dodificus on Dreamwith for, like, a long time now. She always does, like, wrecks and stuff, before I even, like, actually talked to her. And she had, like, wrecked my Podfic, and I was like, holy crap, really? Because, like, my first one ever, besides that other one that was, like, you know, 5 minutes of something I didn't even really know what it was. And it was just so much fun to do. Like, at home, I'm a mom, you guys, you know, I don't even curse. I, like, won't even say, I don't even say, oh my god, out loud. It's always, oh my goodness, or oh my. So, when I record Podfic, I record, like, the dirtiest, raunchiest, porniest stuff.
And we love you for it. Just,
yes,
it's really freeing and fun. And then, so how I actually got involved with Podfic fandom, I'm not sure if it was Awesome Ladies came first, but no. I think it probably was Twitter.
Yeah. And then, because I know the first time that I talked to you was you signed up for informal Twitter Podfic exchange last year.
Exactly. And that's how I met everybody, was on Twitter. And then it just was downhill from there. And now it's like every time I see a new Podficker, I'm like, Podficker! And I jump on them. I don't care where they are, if they're like on Tumblr or AO3, because I code for a couple newsletters. And then I like started comms for those fandoms that I'm in. Because I want all of the Podfic. And I like attack you. If I see you on AO3 and I've never heard of you, I'm like, oh, you made Podfic. Okay, good. Come to this com. Come to Twitter, you know? And then it was Awesome Ladies. And then I met, I don't know, there was like 70 different entries. So I got to listen to all of them and it was fun.
So I guess I'm next then. So I found Podfic, period, in like spring of 2010. Then I like downloaded some Podfics and I was like, oh my god, this Podfic thing is amazing. And my favorite, I've told the story again and again, so I feel like I've told the story to so many people, but and like my favorite Podficker, when I initially started like downloading Podfics, I only downloaded a few of like my favorite like epic length stories that have been podficked, and like half of them were by Revolutionary Joe, and I like loved her voice, I loved her podfics, it was like amazing. And then like 4 months later I went to this local convention and the moderator of the splash panel was, her name tag said Revolutionary Joe, and so I like went up to her after the panel and I was like, okay, are you the Revolutionary Joe who posts Podfic on LJ? And she was like, yes, I am. And so I ended up talking with her and a couple, and like that kind of like got me like into the like fandom proper. And then a couple months after that, I posted my first Podfic in like September of that year. And then shortly after that, I'd had a Twitter for years and years and years, but I started I think it was Paraka started following me on Twitter. And I didn't, mostly the people on my Twitter before that were just like my real life friends who I kind of kept in touch with that way. But then Paraka followed me. And shortly after she followed me, there was like two or three other people from Podfic fandom who I recognized who followed me. So I like followed them back and started talking with them on Twitter. And then all of a sudden, like just Twitter.
So you blaming me for the craziness that is your Twitter feed now? Is that what's happening right now?
You know
now?
What? I think that's what's happening here. I think that is legitimately what is, I am blaming you for me on Twitter.
I blame Misha Collins, so.
I also blame Misha for making me go to Twitter.
He's the reason I got one.
Yeah, no, I already had one. I had one for years. Basically, Paraka followed me, and then other Twitter or Podfickers followed me, and then we all started talking with each other, and then, and we were all, like, already talking with each other, but I feel like we were this fairly contained group. Except then
Podaware happened.
And then Podaware last year happened and I had the Podfic Twitter friending meme. And
that's when everything went insane.
And then shit went nuclear. Basically.
But we want more of that this year, so join Twitter and friend all of us.
Yes.
Yes.
And now, you guys, there's like this really, really gigantic, really strong community of podfickers on Twitter. And it's kind of incredible. Not going to lie.
Jennifer, how about you tell us about how you got into podfic?
Yeah. Well, I was listening to podfic for quite a while before I was actually creating it. And that was partially because I live in London and I have about an hour commute. And this was like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago now, but there was a time when my commute was, there wasn't enough sitting and I found reading very difficult. So when I discovered podfic, I was like, oh, it's like audiobooks only even awesomer because it's thick. And I downloaded all this stuff and it was like my constant like tube companion. But, and then at some point I started talking to KLB, like she was basically my favorite podficker going in. And at some point I actually like met her over Twitter or something like that. And she kept trying. She was like really enthusiastic and helpful. And I did the first Awesome Ladies, which was a fest that was run off of a celebration of women that was a kind of comment fic thing. And then months later, they brought it in as a part of Half a Moon, which is a week-long celebration of women on a journal. And they offered, KLB and I think Bessie Boo as well, did a thing where anybody could contribute. And you did one of the fics off the Awesome Ladies Fest. So they were all podfic about women, done by women, celebrating awesome fandom women. And they were really easy because they're just short little ones. So they're all, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and in lots of cool random fandoms. So I did about six of those the first year. And I did it again last year too, and really enjoyed it. I think it was a nice low pressure way to start. And I do a lot of challenges. I tend to work well to deadlines. So otherwise I never get things done. I have things moldering on my hard drive that I need to get back around to that I recorded and only half edited. But if I'm working to a deadline, I have to finish it. So that's great. And I've done Pod Together a lot. That's one of my favorite things. And then various Big Bangs and stuff. And then I guess Podfic fandom, I just fell into. I mean, I don't know. It's a really inclusive fandom. And if you make enough things, all of a sudden people notice you. And also I was already on Twitter, so that helped. And I just like, once you know one person, they introduce you to 10 more and all of a sudden you're like talking to people. So it's really great that way. I think we are very welcoming of newbies and it's kind of low threatening. Although the sheer wall of enthusiasm can overwhelm you.
I think we have scared at least one or two people off when it was like, oh my God, new podficker alert. And then like 10 people were like, hi, how are you? We love you.
Okay. So I guess it's my turn to give my history.
Yeah, it is.
I discovered
what are you laughing at?
Yeah, it is.
Like, oh, yeah, it was a little amusing.
I'm sorry.
I'm just shut up. So Podica, how did you get in?
So I first discovered Podfic in either like very late 2005, early 2006. And I kind of just listened to one while I was sitting on my bed, and I was like, that was kind of cool, but probably not my thing, because, you know, I was just sitting there listening, doing nothing else, and kind of forgot about it until a year later. At the end of 2006, I was doing a data entry job, and I got linked to SGA Podfic, and I was in Stargate Atlantis at that time. So I went and downloaded a bunch of them. I'm like, this is amazing. It's like I'm getting paid to read fanfic all day. I promptly was like, well, there's not that much of it out there. I should make some. And because I have a lot of time that I would like to listen to Podfic, I should clearly choose a really long story. And I chose something that was like over 60K. And I got I think I recorded the entire thing, and I got like 5 hours of it edited even. And I probably only had like, you know, half an hour left to do when I gave up. And I've since lost those files, so it is forever gone. I was only doing like the data entry as a job while I was in school. So it was like
full time during the winter and then just like really odd shifts the rest of the time. It wasn't until the summer that I like it really started to become super important to me again because I was doing it full time. And by that point, there was more Podfic out there. And it wasn't quite enough that I could listen all the time like I wanted, but there's a lot more SGA Podfic and I could fill a lot of my time. So I just kind of lurked in SGA Podfic fandom for a while. And it wasn't until the first Amplificathon in 2008 that I made my first Podfic. And I made two. One was Numbers and one was Queers Folk. And I didn't make anything again until 2009 when they had the first Podbang. And that was just such a great experience. I did two. They had to be at least 20K, so at least 2 hour long Podfics. One was like 3.5 hours, and I think one was like 2.5 hours for that. And that just kind of like opened the floodgates for me. And there's some great meta that happened right after Podbang that it kind of got me and I thinking. And I started my first Podfic challenge, and I really haven't come back from that. I just run so many things now. And so, yeah, I never looked back and have not gone back to lurking, oddly enough. Because everyone's so nice and there's no need to lurk. Come be friends with us.
So what are the happening spots in Podfic fandom? Twitter.
Beth, since you've been sitting on this for a while, maybe you should talk about Twitter for a bit.
Okay, so guys, Twitter. I kind of talked about this in my intro, but, like, for serious, okay? Twitter is... like, all of the new podfickers, like, I'm just, like, or older podfickers who just, like, haven't gotten on Twitter yet, I'm like, guys, you need to get on Twitter. Because the Twitter podfic fandom, I feel like has sort of almost, like, become its own thing, where it's, like, it provides such an instantaneous sort of support network, if that makes sense. Would you guys agree?
Definitely.
It's sure, great. Yeah. It can act like a chat room sometimes, yeah. And people are like,
yeah,
I'm editing Podfic. I want some support. Who's going to edit with me? And you'll get like five people being like, sure, I'll open up Audacity and start editing right on the spot. And we can compare and encourage each other.
Exactly.
It's really great for instantaneous stuff like that.
Where you can say like, hey, I'm looking for, like, I just did this little thing. I'm looking for a beta. Like, who's got a couple of minutes to listen to my podfic? Or, guys, can anybody make me some cover art? I'd like some cover art for this podfic. Like, it's like, Aphelon, during last year, the podfic Twitter friending meme that I hosted during PodAware last year, described her Twitter account as a public IRC channel, and that has been my favorite description of Twitter ever since then. Because it really, like, that is such an apt description for me, a public IRC channel, basically, where... And especially if you follow all of the podfickers, you see everybody's at replies to each other. So, like, you get really just, like, you get, like, meta scrolling past, and you get, like, you know, people do, like, podfic sprints where they're, like, where they do, like, editing sprints, like Paraka was talking about, or, like, yeah, just, like, requests for betas, or I've put out a request for people to help me edit before, like, hey, I don't have time and I'm running up on a deadline for like, a challenge. Does anybody have time to, like, edit this Podfic for me? And I've gotten responses on that. Like,
it's also really great just for general information. Like, does anyone know how this author feels about Podfic? Does like this weird situation just happened to me? Advice. And you get it right away.
Yep. It's really, really good for just like an instantaneous support network. And the other thing too is that, like, because there are podfickers on Twitter from all over the world, you can basically post something at any hour of the day or night, wherever you are, and, like, get a response, usually.
And I'm going to do a little plug of my own. If you don't want to quite jump into knowing every podficker and trying to follow everyone all at once,
yes,
there is the Podfic Twitter account.
Yep.
Which I run.
Yes, she does.
And it's a retweet of, like, conversations about, like, I have RSS feed set up for people talking about Podfic. If you want anything retweeted or said, if you at reply the at Podfic account, it'll be retweeted, especially if you're locked, because I don't, like, the locked accounts don't show up on my RSS feed, but you have to friend me first for me able to see locked accounts. But it's a great place to get, like, it kind of covers everything. You get people like podfickers talking about their insecurities. You get listeners being like, oh, I just listened to this awesome thing. Here's a rec. You've got authors being like, oh my God, someone just asked me best day ever.
Yeah.
It's because I see any, like, I have a huge list of like keywords that I'm tracking. And if any of those terms come up and like I filter, not absolutely, like I'm not an actual bot. It's all filtered through me. So there are like, I try and keep the negative stuff off there. Although sometimes the serious conversations I'll include that aren't necessarily completely positive, but I feel are important. But that's a good way to get a casual view of what people are saying about Podfic in general. And it can also be a great point of like, if you're intimidated by, say, the friending meme that Bess is going to post,
you can
look there and see the people that get retweeted a lot are probably a good place to start of who you want to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, and speaking of, so I mentioned, you know, the Podfic Twitter friending meme last year. I am hosting, by the time you're listening to this, it will be up. I am hosting once again the Podfic Twitter friending meme. You can check out either my LJ or Dreamwith. And like basically go if this sounds like something that's interesting to you, if you're not on Twitter yet, or you know, and you think, hey, this sounds cool, I'd like to make an account, or maybe you are on Twitter but you're not using it fanishly, or you are using it fanishly but you don't have other Podfickers friended. Go check it out. If you want to jump in, see who's replied. There should be at least a few people on there for you.
And if you're too shy to friend people first, just put your name on there. I guarantee people will start following you.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And
if only Bess and I do it.
Yep. No, I can pretty much guarantee you that if nothing else, Paraka and I will pretty much friend everybody who puts a comment on that meme.
Me too.
Yes. Yes. So definitely feel free to jump in. Like, I mean, you know, we've joked like, oh, you know, whatever. We all know each other. But like, seriously, we love new people. And speaking to that, Hannah, what has been kind of your experience just getting into Podfic fandom and Podfic fandom on Twitter just recently? Like, what's been your experience with that?
Well, I think because it is on Twitter, that's why it took me so long to discover it, because I've been in fandom since, you know, we're in the double digits here. But mostly in recent years, my fandom experience has been centered on LJ and AO3. And I only got a fandom Twitter account, earlier this summer? And it was really sad. I mostly used it to lurk and, like, stalk big-name fans. Until I signed up for this podcast, actually, I had 12 followers on Twitter. And so, like, you guys right there have just, like, increased my number of followers, like, 50%. Yay!
Yeah, like, the thing I feel about Podfic fandom right now is that there's a little bit of, like, meta that kind of gets, like, cross-posted, or, like, you know, the results of, like, a conversation that started on Twitter get cross-posted to, like, LJ or Dreamwith, like, personal journals, largely. And people use, and people post finished podfics on LJ and Dreamwith and AO3. But a lot of the conversation and the casual just, like, friendships and interactions are really all on Twitter, I kind of feel like.
I know there's some people that are more active on, that are also active on Tumblr, but since I'm not active on Tumblr, I don't know what the Podfic presence is there.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's also that, I mean, at least from my perspective, it feels like 90% of Podfic fandom is either Bandom or Merlin, which are two that I was never really into. So maybe that's why I missed it for so long.
I think the Bandom thing is actually the last, like, year or so. Like, previous to that, it was kind of SGA and Due South and Supernatural fandom. Yeah,
I think Bandom has been more than a year, but
a couple years.
SGA was on the downslide for a while there, but still.
Are we talking about on Twitter or the biggest fandoms Podfic?
No, just Podfic.
I think from Amplificathon, the original big three that they came out with was SGA, Due South, and Supernatural. Yeah, and then since then, Merlin.
Due South has been replaced by Merlin, yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if well, they don't count Bandom as a single fandom. They count each individual band as their own fandom. So I don't know if Bandom could ever make that list. But yeah. if you counted it as its whole, it would probably definitely be on that big three list.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Bandom, if they counted it as one, could make a run for that number three spot. But this is all, I speak as somebody who has made, like, the vast majority of my podfics. I have made a podfic, at least one podfic, and I think every single one of those big fandoms. But the vast majority of my podfics are in really fandoms that have nothing to do with those huge fandoms. So, like, really, and there are tons of other podfickers who are podficking obscure fandoms and large fandoms that just don't happen to be those fandoms. So I don't think, like, you should let, like, oh, I'm not in, like, one of those huge, huge podfic fandoms, quote unquote. Like, don't let that stop you at all.
Well, that's the beauty of podfic, right? Because it's, you can enter through any fandom at all. So no matter what you're interested in, you can do podfic. So it's very inclusive in that manner.
And I think that's a great segue into Amplificathon. If we're talking about happening spots in podfic fandom, yep. Amplificathon, if you're in journaling communities, is really the nucleus of podfic fandom. That's where it's a multi-fanish com that's anything podfic related. So a lot of podfic announcements happen on the Amplificathon on Dreamwith and on LiveJournal. Mm-hmm. A lot, because it's the largest spot that the most podfickers follow. Well,
that's where Gingerly does her archiving from. If you post to Amplificathon,
all of the archivists.
If you post to Amplificathon, it will be archived at the Audiofic Archive. They do archive from other comms, but that's, like, a definite way to get your podfic
that's
on
the guarantee, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's also, like, a lot of meta happens. A lot of information can get passed through there.
Yep, a lot of community announcements.
Yeah, because they also run at least 3 or 4 challenges. They do the original Amplificathon challenge, which is designed, like, you get points for how many, for, like, making podfics and how long they are, but specifically it gives points for how rare the fandom is. That's what it was originally designed for, was to get,
and also how rare a pairing is.
Yeah, just they wanted to get more diversity on the Audiofic Archive, because when it first started, it was all due south, Stargate Atlantis, and Supernatural. So now there's a huge amount of fandoms on there, and a large part of that is because of Amplificathon. They also run Amplirecathon, which maybe, Bess, you want to talk about?
Yeah, so Amplirecathon is basically a like 2-week-long fest where everybody signs up to post rec posts. And basically, like, you can have, like, a theme for your rec post, or you can just be like, hey, here's a bunch of podfics that I like. But, and it's run, and everybody signs up for a day, and there's usually about 2 to 3 posts for every single day. It's really, really, I'm somebody who, feedback is a huge problem in the podfic community, and something that we talk about a lot, but I'll leave that for the feedback day, of PodAware. I am somebody who's, like, oftentimes is really terrible about leaving comments for podfics that I love and adore. And so I think other people too, kind of take the chance to use things like Amplirecathon as a chance to, like, tell the podfickers whose work I love, like, how much I love it and why I love it. And so I usually do about 2 to 3 rec posts per Amplirecathon, and I know there are tons of other people who do a lot of recs too. So it's a really great way if you're just starting out in podfic and you're like, I just kind of want to, like, look at what I think is the, you know, grab a few podfics to try. That's where kind of the fest of the year where everybody, like, posts their favorite podfics, essentially, like, tells you what their favorites are and why.
And they also run Podbang, which I had mentioned earlier. That was the first challenge one of the challenges that got me started in podfic fandom. But basically, it's running right now, and it's to record a Big Bang length fic to turn it into a podfic. So right now the word limit was like 30K. And that happens almost every year.
And that's a gift exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now it's giving, it's the exchange is happening on Valentine's, I believe.
Yep.
And yeah, you're, it's a gift exchange as well.
Yeah. What?
So they run something else, don't they?
No, those are the big three.
Okay. So they run three things.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty awesome. There are a lot of other big podfic challenges too. Besides the ones that are run on the actual Amplificathon community, if you're interested in doing like a challenge for really long podfics, like Big Bang length podfics, but you are not interested in doing it as a gift exchange, there's Podfic Big Bang, which happens now. It's going to be in its third year this coming year. And that's just a challenge, basically just to sign up and podfic any fic, like, for yourself that is, like, a Big Bang length. I can't remember what the word limit on that is, but it's somewhere around, like, 20K or so.
No, it's just 10K, I think.
Is it? I think the rule is, like, the podfic has to be at least, like, an hour long. But, yeah, so there's podfic Big Bang, and then there's also, there's Pod Together.
Pod Together is, like, my favorite thing. It's a combo between authors and podficers. So instead of, like, coming to an already written fic, you're actually joined up with an author. And they, when you join, you say, I want to be a podficker, or I want to be an author, or both, or, you know, and you give your fandoms. And so they then join people together based on, you know, fandoms that you have in common. And then you have to create a fic from the ground up and a podfic at the same, well, not exactly at the same time, obviously, but, you can have communication with your author immediately. So you kind of get to decide how much, interaction you want to have during it. But the idea is that you would be able to influence the fic as it's being written, and they would also conversely be able to influence the podfic. So it's a really collaborative experience. I love it. I think it's a really cool idea.
The other thing too on that is you can also sign up with a pre-chosen like author and sign up as a team.
Yeah, you can sign up. Yeah, that's true. And I know that they've had people in the past too who maybe they were recording a podcast together and writing the fic together. So there might be a blurring the lines between who's the author and who's the podficker as well. So it's a really
You get malleable. People that will do a lot of feedback as they go. There's been people that you've got author podfickers signing up together where they'll both write something and the other person will podfic it. It's been used really interestingly, and we've gotten some amazing products out of it. It's really cool when you see people be like, okay, let's do something that's really meant to be heard instead of be read. We've gotten filk from it. We've gotten things that like were written in script. You get things that like when you look at the actual text of it, you're like, wow, that doesn't look very pretty to read, but it sounds awesome when it's recorded.
All right, so tell us about Podfic Tips.
All right, so there's a column called Podfic Tips on LiveJournal, and it's a place that you can go when you're a new podficker, or maybe you've been doing it for a long time, and you could ask questions of other podfickers, and everybody is very helpful and happy to answer you. We need to redo the whole tagging system, because I guess when the comm started a couple years back, the community was very small, but now it's grown so large and a lot of people, it's difficult to search through the tags. So I have to go through about, I don't even know, 400 posts and retag everything. So it's a work in progress, and we will have a sticky post with all of the pertinent information. For example, how to bind audiobooks and how to stream. And also, we started a new comm, which has absolutely nothing on it, I'm sorry. And it's called Podfic Betas. And that comm is going to be where you can go and you request someone to beta for you, because a lot of the requests on Podfic Tips right now or beta requests. So if you don't have a bunch of people on your Twitter that you can ask, you will be able to go there and put in a request either for a permanent beta, and you will also be able to list yourself as a beta and what fandoms you're willing to beta. And also, it would be helpful if,
you know, say you need to pronounce something in German or French, and you would like someone who's a native French speaker to check your pronunciation. And so, you know, we're planning a lot of things to the community, but it's like holiday season. And yes.
Anyway, I was just wondering, I Googled Podfic betas and nothing came up in Google. What's the address on that?
There's nothing on the com. It's pretty much a blank page right now, but it's a podfic underscore betas, or, you know, it will just be a dash when you do it in the, when you type it in the address menu, .livejournal.com. So what
podfic bingo?
Yep. What about podfic bingo?
Okay. So as one of the mods for podfic bingo, it's just a really casual and fun challenge where it's closed for getting new cards right now, but it'll open up again in January. And you sign up, you get a bingo card, and on it there's a bunch of different podfic prompts. Some of them are related to story choice, like read something Jen, read something AU, read something with female characters. Or it can actually be related to acting, so it could be like do a funny voice, try a different accent, read slowly for you. And everything's kind of like we are super casual. If you think that it fits the definition of your square, no one's going to question you about it. So we've had some like really interesting takes on things where someone's like, I got read another language, so I included HTML. So like, you know, people will take it and run with it. And like a couple of the squares even say for you. So like the read slowly for you, it doesn't mean like you read like a snail, just maybe you try and tone it back a bit. It's also a community where it's okay to fail. So if you try and read slowly but find you suck at it, you can, or that you didn't actually read that much slower than normal, or it didn't come out sounding slower, that still counts. So we're super, like, it's a safe place to, like, try things out and just try something new.
And also, if you sign up for a card and don't get a bingo or even don't fill it in, no pressure. There's no consequence for not getting a bingo.
Yeah, and you can totally sign up again the next year. We don't like blacklist you or anything. You're welcome to try again.
And it does force you to get out of your comfort of what you usually do.
Hananobiro, is there any cons as a newbie that you've been drawn to?
I really haven't discovered that many. I'd been to Amplificathon and Gingerly's iArchive, and that's about it. So I've got some new bookmarks now. Thank you.
Oh my god, I can't believe we haven't talked about the archive.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that's kind of just like, you know.
It's so assumed on our part.
I know.
We talked about even in Amplificathon, we're like, and go here to be put on the archive, but we haven't explained what the archive is.
Okay, so who wants to explain the archive?
Let Hannah do it.
All right, Hannah, take it away.
Yeah, you post to Amplificathon, and then some really nice person takes your podfic and puts it on this archive, and there's lots and lots and lots of podfic there, and it's awesome. Is my general impression?
Yeah.
Basically, yep. Yeah, it's originally the idea, I think, was that Gingerly was like, well, you know, I'd like, originally it was just like a list, I think, right? Of just like
Originally, since I was there before, I was in Podfic Fandom before the archive, god.
Yeah.
Originally, she just had a webpage, and there were people that are like, oh my god, I've made Podfic, where do I put it? And she's like, well, I'll host it for you. And yeah, she had like just some lists, and then she's like, this is silly, let's make it more organized. And she went around and made the archive and put a ton of work into making that thing work. Wow. And it's super great to go to because there's pairing tags, there's fandom tags, there's reader tags, there's author tags. So if there's any of those things, if you're specifically interested in, you can just click that tag and see all of the podfic pretty much in like that exists, because they don't archive absolutely everything, but if you post a podfic and they hear about it and it's not posted to Amplificathon, they actually will try and contact podficers and be like, hey, do you want to be put on the archive? So they can't catch everyone because people podfic everywhere and every which place, but they try and catch a lot of it. So it's a great place if you're looking
to get interested in podfic and you're not sure if you're the fandoms that you care about even have any podfic out there, go to the audiofic archive, audiofic.gingerly.com.
And a note for other newbies like me, gingerly is not spelled like you would normally spell gingerly. Oh. What is it? J-I-N-J-U-R-L-Y?
Yep, that's here it is. It's www.audiofic.jinjury.com.
It's a great place to just try and find your first podfic. Yep. And also, if you look at they have links to comment to the podficker, and that can be a good way to track back and see maybe where some of the popular or where people are posting. Mostly they link back to personal journals or to Amplificathon, but sometimes they'll link back to other places that can be a good way to find other comms.
Yep.
That people post podfic at.
Yeah. I will say, like, the Audiofic Archive is an amazing resource for finding podfic, but it's probably not the best resource if you're looking for podfic fandom. Because the Audiofic Archive is amazing for finding fan work, but not necessarily finding fan people.
Yeah.
It's an archive. Pure archive.
Yeah, because it's an archive, right. But it's not an archive that includes a lot of, like, back and forth, like, commenting or anything. It's all just links.
Actually, they've turned commenting off there.
Have they finally turned commenting off?
Yes, they were getting so much spam, and they wanted, and podfigures don't check there for comments, so it just has a link to go back to people's journals.
It's also worth mentioning, probably, that people post podfic to AO3, as well as just, like, LJ and Dreamwidth and everything. And there's kind of mixed opinions on the way to tag it or the way to, you know, signpost it as podfic as opposed to fic, but it is existing in greater numbers there these days.
Yep.
Okay, so the last comm that I kind of wanted to mention, it's not as active as it once was, but there's podfic meta on Dreamwidth, and it's what the name says. They will sometimes host conversations about podfic meta. Other times, if meta breaks out on, like, someone's journal, or sometimes on Amplificathon, wherever, it'll get linked back there so that people can find meta. And I think some great conversations have come from it. There's also been some wank that comes from it, as is the way with meta. But it can be a way to, like, kind of keep a finger on the pulse of podfic meta that's happening without getting too involved and doing too many searches on your own. So that's another great comm.
Yeah, awesome. So sort of moving on, we've talked a little bit about some great, like, resources and communities and things.
Yeah, and how to meet.
Yeah, but how about how to meet people? I mean, really? Aside from joining Twitter, which I think we've covered pretty thoroughly.
Oh, wait, sorry. Can I say one more? If anyone wants to do some podficky things on Tumblr, there's a podfic platypus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Almost forgot about that. Yes. So podfic has its own, like, meme animal. advice animal meme. If you go on Tumblr, it's podficplatypus.tumblr.com. And, you know, you can, there's all sorts of fun things there. Little, you know, you can submit your own and
it's interesting to see the notes that come attached to it and see what people are, how many people are like, oh my God, like G-Poy. And this was my Friday night that this person's complaining about. And it's fun to read those notes.
One of my favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, total noob question. People keep saying GPOY on Twitter, and I have no idea what it means, and Googling does not help me.
GPOY means good picture of yourself.
Or gratuitous. No,
gratuitous picture of yourself, rather.
Yeah.
And basically, it's a way of saying, like, shorthand, like, yes, this is also me. This is good picture of me. Yep. Your picture is my picture. So, like, if I post something, like, I tagged something on Twitter earlier that was a retweet of Dr. Fumbles McStupid being like, self, you should probably start sewing a costume that you need by tomorrow, like, more than, like, the day before you need it. And I was like, yep, GPOY, that's me, every single, like, day before a con. So, yeah.
Oh, I am suddenly enlightened.
Yep, yep.
Also, if you ever run across these acronyms, Urban Dictionary is your friend.
Yep, yep. Well, Urban Dictionary is the best.
Because yeah, that's how I knew Urban Dictionary, and that just didn't help.
Oh, because you know what? The definition.
You know what? If you don't know what something means and Urban Dictionary fails you, ask Twitter.
Yes.
Because I think, actually, I saw earlier, like, the other day, somebody explained what BP meant to you, right?
That was amazing.
Yes, yes.
And you thought it meant, like, breath play?
Yes, and I was very, very confused.
Yes, that was
to beautiful. Be fair, sometimes podfic feels like some masochistic breath play. I just can't get through this sentence without breathing. Why are there not more commas?
No, I definitely have an outtake of a podfic that I made, and it's basically me, and it was the first podfic I did of any of Paperclip Bitch's work, and the entire outtake is basically me at multiple points in the podfic being like cursing her heritage and being like, why do you hate punctuation?
Yeah, yeah, we all do it. Yep. Breathing, why? Why must my mouth have spit in it? It's not fair.
But yes, BP, blanket permission. And we love blanket permission authors so much.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which has actually led to a lot of repotting, like on top of repotting being more okay these days. But I think there's been so much accidental repotting just because blanket permission, yay! And like three people start podficking it and yep. Two people finish. It's kind of amazing.
So another great community is Remo Podmo, which runs 2 times a year. And basically there's one that runs like in November kind of with NaNoWriMo. And then there's another one that they usually run like that goes sort of along with Amplificathon.
And Remo Podmo, for those who would like to know, it's Record More Podfic Month.
So Remo Podmo is inspired by NaNoWriMo, and the idea is that you set aside a certain amount of time every day to work on podfic, and it can be as little as like 10 minutes, and it doesn't have to be like recording podfic. It can be editing, it could be like making cover art, but a lot of people use it to sort of like, that I know, use it to like commit to being like, okay, I'm going to get this project edited and I'm going to spend like 10 to 15 minutes a day editing. But you can do anything like podfic related as long as you commit to working on podfic like as much as you can to try and do podfic every single day. So yeah, and it's, I know a lot of people have like used it to help them get like big projects done and things.
And it's a great social thing too, because there's like daily check-in posts where you're like, yeah, I did 20 minutes today, or I managed to record for 2 hours, or I you know, skipped today and maybe I'll make it up tomorrow. And people will cheer you on. They'll leave comments in response to yours going, yay, or wow, you did so well today. And it's just really encouraging, and you can meet new people that way.
Yeah. Totally. I literally like 15 seconds ago just got a DM on Twitter from Cantarina, who's my co-mod in an informal Twitter podfic exchange, that linked me to somebody's check-in on Remo Podmo about how she recorded 15 minutes of her ITPE project today and how she's really, really happy with it. So yay Remo Podmo, it's so great. So kind of moving on from the big communities and challenges, talking about how to meet people in podfic fandom. I think we've pretty well covered Twitter already, although obviously, like, I'm me, so I can't stress enough how much I totally think y'all should get on Twitter and come talk to me. It'll be a blast. But besides that, a great way to get involved is just start commenting on, like, people's podfics, like posts in communities and, you know, signing up for challenges. But if you just leave, like, feedback consistently for people, that's a great way to get involved, I think, personally. Because feedback is often so rare in podfic fandom, and it's so valued, like, if you start leaving feedback for people, then that's, like, a really good way to start a lot of dialogues and get people to...
And people will remember you and start recognizing you.
Yep.
And get me to worship you. Yeah. Because if you consistently leave feedback, I will, like, go out of my way to make you things. Because yes. It's like, yeah, and we are just, I don't know.
It's a good way to get things that you want made. We get so excited when someone's like, yay, they like my work. I must, yes, like, give them a present for liking what I made them.
Exactly.
It's, you get, like, special presents that way from some of us.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So that's a really good way. Just comment on something and say you liked it.
Yeah. Forget it. You don't have to record to be part of Podfic fandom.
Nope.
If you listen to Podfic and you enjoy it, that's, you know, you are part of Podfic fandom.
Absolutely.
Just come and talk to us and we will, you know, make you custom presents because we love you.
And if you want to be involved, again, not as a Podficker, if you are an author, a great way is to make some sort of statement about your stance on Podfic. Like, a lot of people will give blanket permission of saying anyone ever is allowed to go and record my Podfic. And Podficers love and adore those people. But a close second to those people are also those who say, hey, I think Podfic's cool. Talk to me about it. Because getting to, like, the act of asking an author for permission to Podfic can be super nerve-wracking. Yep. And if we at least know that you're cool with the idea of it, it, like, takes so much pressure off of us. So just acknowledging that Podfic exists is a great way to, like, get Podficers to come to you.
Totally, totally. And especially if you're saying, like, I'm interested in Podfic, like, not just that, but if you're interested in, like, hey, like, I love Podfic and, like, I am interested in, like, talking about, like, you know, projects or, like, incorporating Podfic in things or you know, doing, like, a collaborative project with Podficers, like, you know, any of that sort of stuff. Like, just saying, like, talk to me about Podfic is a great way.
I was just going to say, there's definitely people that I consider part of Podfic fandom that are not creators themselves, and, like, I love and adore them, too. Akemi Chan's the first person to come to my mind.
Yep. She's amazing. Who I thought of too. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
There's also, aside from, maybe you're not a writer, artists.
Yes.
I know UX, I believe it is who's like Moon Metro on Twitter, I think, is an artist who has made a lot of really gorgeous cover art for Podfix. And she's not a creator at all, but she's totally involved in Podfic fandom. She also...
Oh, no, she recorded. She recorded.
Did she? Did she record something?
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness, her accent. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is my feedback.
Yeah, but she, I know she's said a lot of the times that she, like, doesn't feel very comfortable recording usually, but she loves Podfic. So as a cover artist, like, totally, like, if you offer to make cover art for people, like, they will love and adore you.
Yes, I will love you forever.
Just love and adore you.
And, like, they're a beta listening, because she did beta for me, and she was invaluable. She was just amazing. The feedback she gave was so, so wonderful. So if you want to get involved in Podfic fandom that way, it also, it's just so helpful to have someone who's, you know, listening with you and giving you feedback on your performance.
Back to the cover art thing, though, I will put in, I think I've had it happen twice to me because I didn't really know best the first time that well, but where there are people who make covers and they're just like, hey, I listened to your Podfic and I really liked it and here's a cover. I hope you like it. And I know that there's a couple people that do that and I've never heard of a bad reaction coming from a Podficker of it. Everyone's always like, you are amazing. Yep. So
it's
simple.
That's basically actually how I got my start in Podfic fandom.
I was going to say, that's how I associate you.
Yeah. I haven't made much cover art because I've been busy doing other things. So, like, recently in Podfic fandom, people don't really associate that with me anymore. But there was a time when I was kind of known as, like, the cover art person.
And a Podbooker.
Yep.
You and Seibel.
Yep. Me and Seibel were, like, the only Podbookers for a while. And yeah, like, I got my start in Podfic fandom basically by, so I'm actually OCD and I can't put, one of my things is that I can't put a Podfic in my library, in my iTunes library to listen to it until it has, until it's in Podbook form and has a cover art. So I had all of these podfics that I really wanted to listen to, but they didn't come with cover art. And so I was like, well, okay, so before I listen to them, I just have to make cover art for them. And yeah. I have, like, a graphic design background, so I just made a bunch of cover art for all these podfics I wanted to listen to. And then, so I had all these podfics in my library that had cover art that I just made for them. And then it occurred to me a little while later, like, other people might appreciate if I, like, posted these. So I, like, went around and asked all the podfickers, like, hey, would it be okay if I, like, posted these podbooks, like, with this art for you? And they were all like, sure. So I posted them, and a bunch of people were like, whoa, your cover art is great. And, yeah, that's
how I... And we grabbed her, and we haven't let go of her since.
Yep, pretty much. Pretty much, yeah.
There's lots of different ways that you can get involved that do not involve you being a podficker yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Even if all you do is comment on every single podfic you listen to.
Everyone that you like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even everyone that you like. Like.
Or just push the kudos button.
Yep. But if you leave a comment on every podfic that you've listened to that you've liked, like that is, and you don't have to like be any sort of like creator of any type, just leave comments. That adds so much value for us to Podfic fandom, because we treasure those comments just so dearly because they are such a finite resource in Podfic fandom. Yeah. And
see the Podfic feedback day for information on how to leave it if you would like some pointers.
Yep, exactly. You can be involved in Podfic fandom, no matter what your skill set.
And all these things that you've talked about, like making cover art and creating audiobooks and tagging your fic, there's links for all those things at Podfic Tips.
Yep. All of these things. All these things.
And a lot of them throughout PodAware, too, if you go looking through the tags.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what are some fandom-specific things, if you want to get your fandom more involved in Podfic, where should you go?
Well, if you are willing to run things, having a Podfic comm for your fandom can be really helpful. It's like a central place. I run one for American Idol, and it was very useful to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It also gets more people aware of what Podfic is and makes it a little easier when you want to maybe approach other comms about including Podfic to be like, hey, see, we've got this user base in our fandom that's creating this thing. How would you include it there?
Yeah.
Or in your comm too.
I've I Podfic in a lot of like tiny obscure fandoms, and and the best way to get my Podfic seen there is often to post it to like the main fandom comm or like the main shipper comm. And I've approached a lot of those sort of tiny communities with like, hey, can I get a Podfic tag? Just as simple as that. Like I just like ask at the bottom of my post, like mods, can I get a Podfic tag? Or I'll like, if they have a post you can comment on for like FAQ or feedback or like contact the mods, I'll just be like, could I get a Podfic tag? And usually they're like really receptive to that. And it's just as simple as that sometimes to get, and I've gotten some really great comments off people who obviously followed those sorts of links.
And Podfic fandom, I know there's a lot of podfickers these days that are getting a bit of cross-posting overload. I don't know, where they're just getting tired and not cross-posting that much. But it's definitely, especially if you do care at all about feedback, cross-posting to fandom-specific places will get you a lot more traffic and a lot more hits and comments and things like that. So if you care about actually distributing your Podfic far and wide, hitting up the fandom-specific things is really helpful for that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
The main reason I created the fandom-specific comms, which is one for Supernatural, SPN, CWRPF, Podfic, I think it's called, sorry. And the other one is Team Wolf Podfics, is because I wanted our podfics to be included in the newsletters, the daily newsletters that are produced on LJ. And so many of the works were being skipped, and they weren't being included. And, like, I know the Supernatural newsletter, over 6,000 people subscribe to that. So we needed a place to post because we couldn't code from Amplificathon. So that's why I just created Calm, whatever. And then we just pull all of the podfic from the com, and then it all goes into the newsletter, and then those 6,000 people get to see it. Also, a lot of people who appreciate and like podfic can subscribe to it, and they'll see all the stuff that's produced in it.
Fandom specific places and also ship specific places, ship specific communities are really great ways to get your podfic seen by a wide audience of people who it's probably going to be relevant to their interests.
Right. Yeah, and don't be put off if the com doesn't have any rule, or if it doesn't seem like their rules are including podfic, or if they, so long as they don't say specifically you're not allowed to post podfic, chances are if you ask the mods, they'll be like, yeah, sure. Or sometimes, like, if it's a general announcement com, don't ask, just post. But don't be afraid if it seems like their rules doesn't say anything about podfic. There's a lot of places that just don't know about podfic, but they'll be open to it if you go and post it there anyways.
Yep. Like I said, I've approached a bunch of mods of like small obscure fandom communities and have gotten like directly tracked back feedback. Really nice feedback I've gotten from people who are like, I've never even heard of podfic, but this is great, to the posts I made on like obscure fandom communities, specifically where I was the first person to post podfic and ask the mods for a podfic tag. So like I can definitely say definitively that will get you traffic that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
The other thing that can be really great about if you are in a fandom and you would like to get more podfic for your fandom, which I've spent many a year doing this for American Idol fandom, so I have lots of experience, is like if you're willing to run a com, that's great. But just asking the comms that are already running if podfic can be included. And you don't necessarily have to be the one making it. But if mods will make the comm open to podficers, there will be podficers that will often sign up if they know about it.
Yep.
Especially if you're not someone who is a podficker. It can be really nerve-wracking and kind of heartbreaking a little sometimes to be the podficker that's always asking, can I be involved? Can I be involved? So if you're someone who's just a podfic listener and you would like more of that, that can sometimes, well, one, it makes it a lot easier for the podfickers that will eventually be participating in that com to not have to expend that energy to ask. But it also just shows the mod that there's an interest and makes it more likely that the mods will listen.
True.
Definitely. Yeah. Another thing that you can do is if it doesn't already exist for your fandom and you're willing to put in the energy and legwork is we mentioned blanket permission earlier, but creating a fandom specific blanket permission list.
Yes.
Mm, yeah. Those are very helpful.
And that can be really helpful if you run a fandom-specific blanket permission list, because then podfickers love blanket permission. We love it. And if you've got, like, a list of, like, oh, you would like to record podfic in this fandom, here's a list of authors who have written fic in this fandom who you don't even have to ask them for permission. Like, just, like, go through these stories. You already know that you have permission and it's in your fandom. Just go.
That's also an awesome way to get really, like, people who aren't podfickers that aren't necessarily in that fandom that want to, like, make something for a friend or whatever, that will get podfic made that wouldn't have been made in your fandom.
Yes, yes, I can tell you definitively that I've, like, gone looking through, like, the American Idol blanket permission list to, like, make presents for Paraka.
Yay! And I've done that with the Teen Wolf one.
Yeah, yeah.
For Hurt the Owl, even.
Yay!
Well, we're just a circle of...
Yeah, I did the same thing for a Paraka, and I went through and I got an American Idol one, yep.
Yep.
All the presents!
Yeah. Presents are fun.
Yep. So that's definitely a thing that you can do if you're willing to go through the blanket permission list and put in the legwork on that one. And if you make those lists too, those are the type of things that once you make it, like, other people will start, like, giving, like, oh, I know this author has blanket permission and writes for this fandom, and will often start, like, giving you suggestions and helping out. So
they don't have to be that much legwork. Yeah. Once you do, it depends how organized you want to make it afterwards, but it can be really useful. And that's also a great thing to add if you have the time and you want to be more organized. Add it to the fan lore. Add the names to the fan lore blanket permission list.
Yes. Yes. The master blanket permission list.
Which is huge and is beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful thing.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
If I had just like general questions about podfic etiquette and how to interact with fans, like for example, how do you deal with repotting? What is the issue on like adding music or not adding music? Like, where would I go with questions like these? Would Podfic Tips be a good place for that?
Yes.
Or Twitter?
If you want to ask the question, Podfic Tips is my first suggestion of where to go. If you want to try and research it, Podfic Meta has a lot of those links if Podfic Tips doesn't.
And if you just want to take like a casual poll of people and be like, hey, what are people's opinions on this? Twitter.
Yeah.
Because,
honest to God, like we talk about Twitter a lot, but if you have a casual question, tweet it. And even if you don't follow any Podfickers, if you at reply Podfic on it, it'll get retweeted and like you'll get 50 replies in no time.
Yep. Yep.
Totally. Okay, cool. I will try that then. Thanks.
Yep. Specific to those specific questions, music, maybe research it in Podfic Meta and Podfic Tips. But repotting, unofficially, ask Lindsay.
I'm a hugely biased source.
Right, which is, you're a biased source who has the correct answer in my non-biased opinion. Oh, wow. Which is why I know you're going to give her the correct answer.
Oh, wait, while we're talking about repotting, can I just put it out there that for all people who are podfickers, if you put a blanket permission statement in your profile or somewhere, that's also really helpful, because I know I love repods.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's... I mean, the mindset that you have to ask permission before you repod isn't really something I support, and it's not a rule that you actually need to follow, but because there's so many really polite people in Podfic fandom, they don't want to step on any toes, and a lot of the time they will want to ask. So if they can go to your journal or wherever you post your Podfic and see in your profile that you're down with repods, it can make repods so much easier.
So
my closing thoughts, just that Podfic fandom, if you want to join us, we will love to have you, really and truly. And you don't have to jump in both feet first, get in completely, although we love it when people do. There's lots of ways that you can casually be involved, and we also love that too. So whatever, if you've been thinking about it at all, try it.
I think Podfic fandom is one of the most helpful and kind of enthusiastic fandoms I've ever been in. I mean, if you have any kind of, particularly because it's something that when you come to it, you're going to have a lot of questions about how you can create this and how you can edit and what you can use and all those kind of things. So it's good that there's a lot of resources out there, but there's also a lot of people who are just willing to answer questions, which is really great.
Yeah, you're never going to get an RTFM or anything from someone in Podfic fandom, ever. RTFM, for those that are not computer people like I am, is read the fucking manual, which is basically telling someone to go look it up.
Yeah, I mean, it could be in 10 places online, you know, in Podfic Tips or in Meta or whatever, but all people will do is link you to those places. They'll be like, oh, you could do these 5 things, or if you want to know more, here it was talked about, and here it was talked about, and here it was talked about, you know, et cetera. So they're not going to be like, how dare you ask? They're going to jump on you to answer, basically.
Yep. Yay, that's the best part.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so my closing thoughts are, get a Twitter. just get a Twitter. Come on, guys.
Like, God.
No, like, you know, I joke about this and like people give me shit about this, but like seriously, I blame a huge amount of my involvement in Podfic fandom on like how much I've been able to connect with other Podfickers on Twitter and get close to them and just have that built-in instant feedback support system. It's really, really invaluable to my experience in both fandom and Podfic fandom. And I really strongly think that you, if just Just if you don't have one, just do it. Just do it. Those are my thoughts. All right. Heard the owl?
Basically, Podfic fandom is a very welcoming place, and I made a lot of friends here. And all you have to do is really just do something. Try it. Get out there. If you want to create a com, if you have an idea, just talk to people, and you will see people are very, very welcoming. And, you know, just try something. Just talk to us, you know, leave reviews, anything. There's so many things. There's so many places that we talked about, and I'm sure we'll leave links to all the different comms that we spoke about. And just, you know, welcome. Yay.
All right. And Hannah?
Yeah, just I've only been here a couple weeks, but I'm having a great time. I'm loving how you get to do a little bit of everything. You get to read and work with images and edit sound. And then there's also this really great community of, you know, new friends. And everybody has been totally patient with all my really, really, really dumb questions. And I have no idea what I'm doing, but it's one of the very few corners of the internet where you can be a total noob and people will just really, you know, take you by the hand and show you everything you need. And so I hope I'm going to be, you know, in the fandom for a while. Thanks.
Yay. All right. Well, thanks so much, you guys. And thanks for listening and happy Pod-aware.
Be sure to check out the other podcasts.
Yep. Yay. Bye. Yay, Podfic fandom. Yay.